to the, I mean, it was billed as a launch. In fact, it started off as a consultation, and I'm glad you've all come here today to consult with us about what the Creative Quarter could mean for us all. We want this to be as informal as and as informative as it can be, and we've all volunteered to try and help answer and facilitate any of the questions you might have today. So, without further ado, I'll hand over to my friend Nick MacDonald to tell you a little bit more about the Creative Quarter.
Thank you, Craig. Hi, everybody. I'm Nick MacDonald. I'm one of the city councillors, and I'm the cabinet member for Jobs, Skills and Business, which basically means I do a lot of economic development stuff. I'm also an IP lawyer, so for a number of reasons, I'm really interested in what we're trying to do here with the Creative Quarter. What I'm going to do is give you a bit of a background to what the Creative Quarter is meant to be, how it arrived, and then hopefully we can start to have a bit of a discussion, because today isn't really a launch. You know, it's a launch in a sense, because we're trying to make people aware of this. You know, this project, as I hope you'll agree at the end of this session, is a really important thing for the city. But it is a consultation. This is meant to be an opportunity for us to understand what will make this useful for businesses, because this is basically about making businesses in this city, in certain key sectors, the sectors that you all operate in, be more successful and grow more quickly and take on more employees and all of the things that you're trying to do on a daily basis. So let me give you a bit of context. The Creative Quarter really sits within the city's growth plan. I don't know if anyone has heard about the growth plan. Put your hands in the air if you have heard about the growth plan. Oh, good. Well, hopefully I'm preaching to the converted, or perhaps preaching to people who've already decided that it's a terrible idea. We'll see. But the growth plan was really not just the council, but I would argue the city's response to, I think what we all agree, is a really difficult economic situation. Over the last couple of years, you know, Nottingham, in common with many cities, has found itself in a very difficult economic situation. Unemployment is 6.3% in the city at the moment. That's above the national average. We have a problem we have to address. So the growth plan was really an attempt to try and refocus. And we were very keen when we started to think about this as an idea that it isn't meant to be a council response. Because a council response will, firstly, miss a lot of good ideas. And secondly, won't really be deliverable. Because actually, what we need to try and do, in my view, is to promote the private sector and allow businesses to grow, be more successful, get more businesses here, get more startups, and in that way, improve the economic situation in the city. So we launched a consultation in February this year, and we had a really great response to that. And in July, we launched the final growth plan. Now, at the same time, we were also in conversations with government about the city deal process. And if anyone hasn't heard of the city deal process, it's basically the eight biggest cities. And I don't know whether anyone's surprised to know that Nottingham is one of the eight biggest cities, but we are one of the core cities in the UK. An opportunity for all of those cities to identify some issues, economic issues, that they wanted to try and address, and then to strike a deal with government, really, about how those issues could be best moved forward. And what we alighted upon was the Creative Quarter as the focus flagship project, if you like, of the growth plan. And so over the last few months, we've been in consultation with government about all of that, and we had to go down to London and pitch to the Deputy Prime Minister and various other ministers to try and get this deal that we hope will really make a big difference to the city, this area of the city, and some of the businesses that are within it. Now, I was hoping we'd be able to play the Creative Quarter, the city deal pitch video, so that you can get a bit of an idea about what it is that we were pitching for from government. We were pitching for a variety of things as part of this package. We were asking for new powers. We were asking for some significant funding. We were asking to be able to address issues like skills. But fundamentally, what we were trying to do is establish the Creative Quarter as a real and meaningful project that will allow businesses to flourish in the city. So do we have that ready? Can we play the City Deal video?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, so here it is. We think it impressed ministers. Hopefully it impressed you, but we'll see.